from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. We are live, St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, the conclusion of, what's today, day seven of camp. Already. Fates, BuffaloPlus.com. 13 Wham Sports stopping by to share some thoughts on what he's seen so far through camp. How are you, Dan?
Hot. I think everybody's hot. And we're not even in pads.
Does it affect your mood? It does, right? It makes you a little bit ornery, a little bit edgy. I mean, like when you see the guys
It's like you walk around like a Mets fan. Like you're just like on an edge.
Right off the top.
Okay, let's just get this out of the way because honestly, Dan, like sign me up for Mets Braves. Wild card round.
That's fair.
And if you say no, then what? Then you're scared.
That's fine. I'm here to talk bills. But yeah,
you brought it up.
Are you in the camp that Catalana and I are on? That like we're just waiting.
We're just waiting
with anticipation.
I love doing this face to face
for the collapse.
This is so much better. Yeah. This is so much better content wise.
The collapse that's inevitable to happen. The inevitable Mets collapse.
Yeah,
Dan. Let's start with the safety position because I think that's in the last few days that's been the thing that's kind of captured everybody's attention. The signings in the last few days.
Yeah.
Are these guys camp bodies? Is Jackson somebody you think has a chance of latching on if the injury bug kind of continues through the preseason here?
I think so. I think he's a veteran that's not named Micah Hyde. I think that was the surprise that, you know, we see Mike Edwards go down week to week with hamstring. He's dealt with hamstring injuries throughout his career. And then obviously you have Cole Bishop now who's week to week with a shoulder injury is what the team said. Bobby Babbage talked this morning and I thought it was very apparent what he said. That like, no fear, we don't blink, it's next man up and we just keep going. If there's one position that this team, and I know Hyde and Poyer have been mainstays, they have dealt at times with filling the hole of somebody being out. We've seen Micah be down for 15 games with the neck injury the 1 year, and Hamlin picked up the slack. I think that they're okay. I think Micah Hyde would definitely be on speed dial at some point. Maybe he just doesn't want to come to camp, and rightfully so. Maybe he's a call they make as soon as they break camp. I'm not putting that out of the realm of possibilities. But if there is a position where this team, and I've said it before, I'm comfortable with the coaching staff making players better than what we think they are, it's at the safety position. This is something they have done time and time again with Babbage, with McDermott, with one guy or another. So level of concerns, probably about a 5 right now. You never want to have some guys injured, especially rookie. That kind of stunts the development, but I'm okay with where they are right now.
I'm thinking of a different way here. Maybe you could help out because these two guys, they were on the street, and every team is at 90 men right now, and I'm going back a few years where, hey, the Bills had a surplus on the defensive line. Ooh, we need some help on the offensive line. Let's trade one of our guys, and Ryan Bates came in, and that was, is there a position right now, if there's another team out there that maybe has a safety they think isn't going to make the 53, is there a position right now that would be deep on this team?
Position that's deep? I think it's also because we're seeing it, but I think you could always sit there and say, hey, we're pretty good at the wide receiver position, and I think their O-line depth is pretty good. I don't think you want to give up any of the pieces, whether it's Alec Anderson or Ryan Vandermark, but like those guys have shown that in pinches, they can play NFL snaps in game action. So I think that's part of it. I just don't know if there's a button right now that you're pressing saying we need to get a safety in right now. You have a guy that is back on the West Coast spending time with his family that is very familiar with this system, and from what Brandon Bean said earlier in camp, he is staying in shape and is ready, but they haven't made that call yet.
How's Milano look to you?
Like Matt Milano.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have a note down here that he blew up a screen today to Dalton Kincaid. Like, he just looks like the guy. And again, they're not fully hitting, but there have been multiple times, I remember early on, maybe day two or three, he covered Curtis Samuel in the flat. And it's like, that's Curtis Samuel. Like a shifty wide receiver, you know.
Fast.
Playmaker. Yeah. And you're a linebacker covering him. Like that to me stands out. And again, I know I've missed injuries before by saying I thought, you know, Trey White would be back in no time and he wasn't and things like that. But Milano's injury, I think the fact that he has all the experience and all those things and familiarity with his system, and he's now alongside Bernard. Like, it's not like he's lining up with a rookie anymore. Bernard should have been a Pro Bowler. He could have been an All-Pro, in my opinion. So, like, that, it feels like they're just kind of picking up where they left off, where they were so good for four games.
Can this defense be better than last year when you consider that you didn't have Milano, you didn't have Daquan Jones, you had Von Miller?
Yeah.
I know the safeties are a concern, but could that be a strength of this team then?
That's a really good question. If I have concern, it's at pass rush. I just don't know. Again, what is a successful season for Von Miller this year? We talked about it on our channel, like 9, 9.5 that you want to see from Von. And, you know, we had Deion saying that 40's back and he's got the aura and he looks great and all these things. But that's where the D-line can make the safeties look better by getting to the quarterback a lot more. So, you know, not having a guy like Leonard Floyd, who is just a mercenary of quarterbacks, like that's where I have some of this concern. Where is AJ Epenesa in the grand scheme of things? Are you confident at him being your starter as an end, as an edge rusher, and Von being the special teams guy, the special play coming in, and maybe he's getting 40% of the snaps? Are you happy with that? That's where, when you were talking to me, are you calling other teams and saying what we need? I think the Bills are looking around at possibly another edge rusher to fit back into here.
Dan, let's talk about the sexiest camp battle, and that's wide receiver. This is a team that last year carried 5. And you've got 4 guys right now that feel like they're locks for this team, and a bunch of guys fighting for 1, maybe 2 spots. Break it all down for us, man. How do you see it all going, knowing that what we've seen out of Mac Hollins is probably enough to not only keep him on this roster, but also probably as a special teams captain, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I think Mac Hollins will provide more offensively for this team than Trent Sherfield did. And we're seeing a lot of the versatility. Mac can kind of also add a little bit of that blocking element that Gabe Davis brought, while maybe he can catch more passes too, but that's besides the point. I also I know there's been some up and down thoughts about MVS's camp so far. I had a hot take on the channel when we were saying, what's your preseason, pre-camp hot take? I said MVS could lead this team in receiving yards. He was, the first 4 days, not even existent with this team. He's gotten a lot more runs with the ones. I asked Joe Brady about what he's seen. He's a guy that has played big games, big minutes, caught big passes over these last 2 seasons. I think that he can be more of a guy that comes in on that 3rd and long, 2nd and long. He may be a guy that goes 2 catches for 48 yards a game. Like, that may be his thing. But he does stuff better than most players do at that. The size, like, Tyrell Shavers is a really good story. He's the training camp darling of this year. Everybody loves Mac Hollins because of the personality, but I don't think anybody knew who Tyrell Shavers really was before this season. He's outplayed Justin Shorter, who we have tons of fans that always ask us about, what do you think about Justin Shorter and things like that? Right now, he's outplayed him. So if I had to say, I think Mac is wide receiver 5. I think Mac Hollins is 5. And I think if they go with 6, I think it's Shavers.
Yeah, I mean, special teams usually the tiebreaker in that regard. MVS doesn't play special teams. What about Hamler? Where does he fit in Well, like for folks that are listening right now, Dan just winced there.
Yeah, well, and on top of that, too, like this new kickoff, we don't really know what they're going to employ.
What's Andy Isabella? Is he that much of an upgrade in the return game that he's worth a spot? You kind of have a lot of guys. We've talked about it. You kind of have a lot of guys that look the same and their strengths are a lot of the same. Shakir, Samuel, Isabella, Hamler.
Yeah.
You can't carry them all because they all do kind of the same thing. That's why I said where people were like, MVS could get cut. Yeah, signed a $2 million guaranteed contract. He's not getting cut. I would be stunned. I've been wrong before, that's for sure. But I would be surprised if because what he can do down the field is what some players can't do. So I love Hamler. I love his personality. We've talked to him multiple times. He's got that Isaiah McKenzie to him. I just don't know if there's a spot because he's not better than Shakir and he's not better than Samuel. So where does that fit in?
Dan Fates, BuffaloPlus.com and 13WM Sports stopping by the sports bar to share some of his thoughts on camp as we are through 7 days and the return of the blue and the red on the horizon. Dan, a little shifting with the offensive line, and I know that talking offensive line isn't the most sexy of topics, but it, you know, I think it is notable that McGovern is playing center for the first time since, what, high school? And that you've got, you know, somebody behind him who has a lot of experience playing with a really good Georgia team in Cedric Van Pran Granger.
Yeah.
You've got Edwards sliding into that guard, and the fact that Deion Dawkins has never started a season with the same guy next to him in consecutive years. Talk about how the offensive line has looked to your eyes so far.
For all the shifting that there has been for wide receivers and running backs and all those things, and they've really kind of moved guys in and out, it's been mostly the same five guys. Like, and there have been times at other camps where they've rotated guys, and then we've always asked Sean, when do you want to solidify this offensive line? I think they've made their decision.
Yeah.
I think we know the five guys, and Connor McGovern, who has said that he has always felt like a natural center, that's his favorite position, he's always done all these things, and he even kind of said when he was at Penn State, I think he may have played a little bit at Penn State center, but he said even when he was like a guard or things like that, he's always peeking over at the center, like, this is what his natural spot is. So there have been low snaps out of the shotgun. There have been mishandled snaps with Josh Allen from under center. We've asked Josh today. He said he's not concerned about it. We've asked Joe Brady about it. He's not concerned about it. I'm a little concerned about it anytime that, but like it is something new. And I remember asking McGovern, I think it was at mandatory minicamp, like, how do you and Josh get on the same page? Like, Josh has been under center with Mitch Morris for the last 5 years, and he's been, very consistent. You know, the hand placement, things like that. We didn't go too far where this needs to be censored, but it was just the fact of kind of getting on that same page. Again, now you go from mini camp where you're in shorts and, you know, and just jerseys, and now you're taking live bullets, and I'd like to see it cleaned up a little bit, but I'm pretty confident in this offensive line, the way that they have been synced up for all of training camp so far.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
I'm going to jump the gun. I'm going to break the seal here. And maybe I'm too early asking this question, but we're going to have the Bills on the field against the Bears pretty soon here. So what's the train of thought this year? Because certainly you want Josh Allen healthy.
Yeah.
You have all these new pieces.
Yeah.
How do you think they should play this, like in terms of playing time?
I'd love to see a half in the second game against Pittsburgh. I don't think he plays in week one against the Bears. I'd like to see him get some reps with all of these new pieces, because we have seen ups and downs. Early on in camp when there were no pads, I thought the offense won most of the days. Shocking. They put the pads on. We've seen Keon Coleman get a little bit of the welcome to the NFL moment. Like, even a guy like Jamarcus Ingram, who's a long corner, who's actually had a really strong camp, kind of bully him around. Like, all of a sudden, you take that next step. We talk about it with all the players, but to see that and how Josh handles with all of those things, I'd like to see a half in that Steelers game. Besides that, gift wrap them and bubble wrap them for week one.
Now, we saw the release of the second punter with the addition of the safety earlier this week. And
yeah.
There is really no competition at kicker with Bass, and now with punter with Sam Martin staying here. Any concerns, anything that you've observed with Tyler Bass? Do we feel good about that connection between Martin and Bass?
I feel like I've been on Tyler Bass's side these last, even after the Steelers playoff game where he missed two, and then obviously we know the Kansas City miss. Matt Smiley talks about the fact that he worked on some things both mentally and mechanically and has things ironed out. I know there have been people that said, like, why haven't they brought another kicker? There are kickers probably everywhere right now, NFL-level kickers, that are just sitting there also doing their own routine. You can sign a veteran kicker tomorrow off the street if Bass struggles through 2 weeks. Like, there's no reason. I would rather have, like you said, four or five extra, two extra corners, an extra safety you bring in. I don't see the reason of putting pressure on Bass in training camp to try and see if he still has it. Let him do his thing, and then, again, I feel like it's easy to break the glass and find another NFL-caliber kicker that's unemployed at this moment.
Don't tell Catalana this, but I'm kind of jealous of the shrubbery and the greenness of his backyard.
It's beautiful.
But Buffalo Plus, we got to see a glimpse of it because Buffalo Plus, you had Brandon Bean. What is that like?
Big get.
Put in that venue, in Mike Catalana's backyard. What was that like? Does he bring over a gift?
No, there was no gift. Bottle of wine? And he also didn't even come through the house. He just went around the outside. It looked like somebody was breaking into Catalana's house. We're like, oh, there's Bean. Here he is. It was really cool. We've been working on it for a long time. We wanted to get him in the podcast studio, but then we ended up just getting him in Mike's backyard, which is just a rock's throw away from training camp. So that was really cool to get him to sit down. And I always joke, I was kind of joking around with him, like, hey, you've done Part of My Take. You've done the Pat McAfee show. He's been on Greenlight podcast with Chris Long. Like, this has got to be your biggest moment. And we were just talking during practice today. He kind of comes over and goes, how'd the podcast do? I was like, it did about 16,000 views, still going up. And he goes, is that good? I was like, that's pretty good for us. Yeah. That's a pretty good podcast. So it was really cool to get him in that element.
Does he show up with a six-pack, a bag of chips guy?
No,
is he a bottle of wine guy?
It was focus. It was we had him on Monday, so it was just focus. And he was in and out. He said next time we'll have to have some beers afterwards. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is something you can check out and certainly tell us what we got coming up here on Buffalo Plus and 13 Wham.
Yeah, we also have Mac Hollins. Did a story with Mac as the most interesting man in Buffalo. No shoes, no utensils. His dad owned a lion. He thinks small cats steal your soul. We went on and on. He's got three snakes. One of them is named Banana Pants. He was awesome. He's another guy that's become a training camp darling for his personality. His hair, his shirts, all of those things. But pretty much we also have every day it's a recap, and every day there's a pass catcher of the day because, like you talked about, it's the sexiest position that everybody's talking about here at training camp. So daily recap videos. And coming up on Friday, I did a Zoom with Dan Orlovsky, and I got to catch up with him about what he's seen from Josh Allen. If he's an idiot like other people in the media that think Josh Allen's overrated, I talked about that with him, as well as his biggest concern for this Bills offense.
Yeah, right? I mean, real quick on that, because I thought Brandon Bean said it perfectly. Where do you come down on the unnamed source, manufactured story? The whole thing to me was BS, Dan.
ESPN got what they wanted. They got what they wanted because you can be unanimous or anonymous and just say, yeah, he's overrated. Nobody has to know what it is. And Brandon also made a good point. What is an NFL executive? He's like, I've been probably called that before when I am not an executive that has any decisions. So ESPN got what they wanted. Hat tip to them, because that was what came out of this story about as they're trying to do the survey of top players.
And one more point on that, and just something that you observe here when you do camp, as long as you've been doing camp, and we go to these practices and we watch and we analyze and we look at every throw and we look at every play. And when a quarterback in training camp throws a pick, I don't think it's an indictment on how they're going to perform this season. I mean, if there's ever a time for you to try to squeeze a pass in or to test your limits of what a window could look like, it's training camp. It's now.
I always talk about it with spring training with pitchers. There may be a pitcher that they say, hey, you have to throw 15 changeups today. because he's working on a changeup. And he gives
right
up three home runs in spring training to minor league players. And they're like, oh, he's going to have a rough year. It's like, maybe he's doing something he's never done before. Josh has talked about tinkering with his throwing motion. He's getting to know new wide receivers. They all have to be on the same page. All of those things. I don't care about interceptions in training camp. I also don't care about running plays without pads on.
Yeah.
Things that fans go ooh and ah about, I just don't care.
That said, looks pretty good.
Looks pretty good.
Pretty good.
It's been fun, again, to get back to where mini camps and voluntary camp, I thought this is like, oh boy. But this was back to, you know, Josh Allen. And the ball, when the ball doesn't hit the ground on 7-on-7, it's a lot of fun. Because we have seen here at Fisher, it hasn't always been like this. So let's be, you know, he's the 13th best player or NFL ranked him 12.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's like we're sitting here. It's like, imagine telling Bills fans 10 years ago, you're going to be upset that your quarterback is only rated by the NFL Network the 12th best player in the league.
Dan
Fates, 13 WHIM. Thanks for the time.
Go Braves. Buffalo.
He gotcha.
Got me.
Dan Fates, who stopped by yesterday while we were live at St. John Fisher University Buffalo Bills training camp, buffaloplus.com, and 13 WHAM Sports.
Yeah, the late Tom George I'm going to channel here. Oh. Got a traffic update here.
Oh, traffic update.
Courtesy Alex Brasky. Now, if you're heading to the blue and the red scrimmage, apparently there is an accident near the Clarence exit. This would be heading west. Alex Brasky, don't take the 90.
Oh. Eesh. Okay.
All right. So,
when there's a backup on 90, it's, you know, I imagine there's probably something that is preventing, like an accident has happened, not necessarily traffic to the stadium, right?
Right. So there's maybe when you get around that, that would be okay. Yeah. And whoa, he meddled.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I missed the end of that.
Pre-recorded, you know, conversation there with Dan Fates and the Dandalorian, super producer of the sports bar. He left the Olympic coverage on, I think this is NBC, and the 10K is going on, the men's 10K. And, yeah, as you would expect, you've got some Ethiopians up at the top and some Kenyans in the top 10, and there's one USA runner in the top 10, this guy Fisher, and there's a Canadian in there as well, and it looked like Fisher was going to make a play to medal. And then he dipped back to like six, and then like the final lap, he just kicked it up into another gear. It looks like he'll be on the medal stand. So that's some good news for Team USA. We get a 10K.
A 10K, medalist. Yeah. That's it's not distance per se. Well, I guess it would be 1500.
We can't. I mean, I didn't see the time too. I mean, every time I see these unbelievable world class athletes run a 10, oh, it's 26 minutes. They did 10K in 26 minutes or less.
Okay, 10K.
Yeah.
I'm watching this. It looks like a sprint.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I need at least double that time for 10K. I need at least double that. Give me double that time and maybe we can talk. These guys are freaks. Good for him. Good for Fisher. And not so good for the Team USA men's soccer team. Today against Morocco. I don't know if you saw this, but it looks like...
Yeah, Grant Fisher is his name.
It looks like USA men's soccer went to Paris for nothing.
That was horrible. No, but don't you know, Danger, that they got out of the group stage, so we should view this as a stepping stone. Yeah. This is not a failure. It is all steps to success for the United States soccer, so do not view 4-0 to Morocco as a failure.
Oh, fine. Then I'm just going to amuse myself. Is that okay? I'm just going to amuse myself this afternoon. We're going to come back with Zig Fercassi, who's in Canton. Hall of Fame game last night. We haven't even talked about that. The new kickoff rule. We'll get to that next. And we'll let Zig be our ears and eyes at the Hall of Fame festivities this weekend in Canton. A memorable weekend for fans of the Chicago Bears and the Houston Texans. Zig Fercassi stopping by here in about a half hour or so. We do have time for your calls if you want to pull up a stool at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.